In 445, 444 BC approximately, under Nehemiah's leadership, the walls were rebuilt in Jerusalem. As Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer, Artaxerxes was the king, and allowed Nehemiah to return, and thus a revival took place in Jerusalem. And we're going to be studying from Nehemiah chapter 8, where Ezra, who was the priest and scribe of God, brought the book of the law of Moses before the people, as they needed to be reacquainted with God's law. So this morning, let us learn from this revival how Christians can renew their zeal toward God. Well, Romans 15:4 applies, does it not? For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Well, this morning is the last day of our gospel meeting, and even though I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, I'm confident that Brother Donnie Vick has preached the Word of God in such a fine way on Friday and Saturday night, and hopefully you were here. But now, Sunday morning, we're going to invite you to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we certainly come together for our gospel meeting and the potluck lunch that will follow the morning worship service. That's going to be an outstanding lunch. And then 1 p.m. will be the last lesson of our gospel meeting. So we do hope you'll make your plans to be with us this morning. Well, I want to say this, that you know, a revival needs to be all over the world and getting people back to the Bible. That goes without saying. What would turn this world upside down is gospel preaching all over the world. Now, we know the majority will not receive the truth, but we want everyone to have the opportunity to hear it, do we not? So let's think about what we can do. Yes, as applying the Word of God in our lives every day. That's right. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And how are we going to prepare for eternity if we don't know what God's Word says? We better be studying to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as, of course, we study God's precious word in our Bible classes, and then we strive to worship God in spirit and in truth, having a proper attitude, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern. And I can assure you, you will be very much welcome. We love to have visitors. Something else to mention, if you would be willing to have a Bible study, sitting down together, and let's see what God's Word says for us to do in obeying the gospel and living a faithful Christian life, we can set that up at your convenience. We also have Bible correspondence courses and tracts on many subjects, all free, of course. So let us know if you have any Bible questions, comments, positive or negative. You can write to us. Again, our address, 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now again, our gospel meeting, this is the last day, and what are we studying? The Bible and me. And that applies to us all, does it not? So we hope that you'll be here today and join in with us. And we appreciate you listening, of course, to our radio broadcast here on WCBK. Let's get to our study this morning, a revival that took place in Jerusalem. And what we're going to see here as we start out in verse 1 of Nehemiah chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. So we see the people longed for God's word. That's right, they had a great desire to feed upon God's word. What happens when we lose our physical appetite? We become weak. Yes, that's right, we become really weak the longer we go without food. And eventually, what's going to happen? We're going to die. Well, what do you think happens in a spiritual sense when we're not feeding upon the Word of God? We get weaker, and we can end up dying spiritually altogether, leaving the truth, going back into the world. And if we die in that situation physically, we lose our soul for eternity. That's the seriousness of the matter, is it not? Look at Matthew 5:6, if you're not driving. And this, of course, is in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Now that's strong, intense desire. And this is a key. If we don't have a desire to know the will of God and to please Him, to glorify Him, to serve Him, to love Him, we have a problem. Do we not? If we don't have a desire to do the will of God, yes, of course there's a problem there. Look at 1 Peter 2:2. This is a great example. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Desire. That's something we need to have. Let us continue growing, though. We don't stop with the milk. Notice Hebrews 5:14. "But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Do we have our senses exercised to discern both good and evil? Not if we're not studying God's word. So we in the Lord's church today should feed upon God's word daily. And those outside the church, they need to develop a desire to know the truth, to learn what to do to be saved from one's sins. Psalm 1:2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." In the parallel passage, Ephesians 5:18, "Yes, be ye filled with the Spirit." That's the same as letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, is it not? Well, notice, as we go on here in Nehemiah chapter 8, we're going to look at verses 2 and 3 now. "And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear understanding, or I'm sorry, that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive," notice that, "were attentive unto the book of law." So the people listened to God's word. They listened attentively to the word of God as it was read. Sometimes in our worship services and Bible classes, you can see some are just not interested. They're not attentive to what's being said. Their mind is somewhere else. Well, they're missing out. Again, that desire is not there when that's going on, and we're sad to see it. But it's in how many of our congregations? Well, notice John 6, 44 and 45. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. A lot of people haven't even heard. They're not wanting to even hear the Word of God. And how many that have heard the truth are not learning to apply it to their lives and coming unto Christ? Now, this is the truth. There can be no faith when there is no Word of God. That's right. There can be no faith where there is no Word of God. Well, I'll prove it by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that which is not written cannot please God. We need to understand that. We need to know the truth. What kind of listeners are we? The Word of God should be in our hearts. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Yes, that needs to be resignated in our minds, God's law, God's word. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Paul, by inspiration, writing to the Church of Christ at Rome, Romans 7:22. What kind of heart do I have, Bob Hawkins? What kind of heart do you have? Look at Luke 8:11-15, and my heart will fit one of those situations. In the parable of the sower, as he went out to sow the seed, it fell on hard ground, thorny ground, rocky soil rather first, and then thorny ground, and then the good soil where the seed took hold and brought up a plant that's with fruit and glory. That's the heart that receives the truth and thus glorifies God in producing fruit to His glory. We don't want to be choked out with the thorns or not having root. The rocky soil that doesn't last long comes up, but then the sun's out and plant withers and dies. That's the person, you see, that is undergoing some trials and tribulations. They don't stay faithful. Of course, the hard ground is representing the hard heart that never accepted the truth to start with. But we are fitting into one of those categories of those four types of soils. That's the type of heart. We need to have the good heart that accepts the truth and lives by it, producing fruit. But let's go on. Look at Nehemiah 8 here, verses 5 through 7. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. He had a pulpit of wood there in verse 4, you can see. And when he opened it, that is the book of law of God, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord and the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And notice verse 7. Also Jeshua and Benai and Sherebiah and Jamin, Akab, Shabakatha, Hodijah, Masiath, Keleta, Azarat, and Josabad, Hanan, Pelep, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctively and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Well, let's notice that the people had a great loyalty for God's word. They had a great respect. Yes. As in Psalm 119, verse 6, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments." Verse 15 of Psalm 119, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." Verse 117, "Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." What about us today? When God's word is being preached or read in Bible class, do we show respect? Where's our loyalty? "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Yes, Matthew 6:33 in the Sermon on the Mount. We need to put God's will first, his kingdom, his church, the church of Christ. The people had a great loyalty for God's word. You see that, how they stood. Yes. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. In verse 8 that we read a moment ago, let's go back and read that again. "So they read in the book in the law of God distinctively and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading." The people wanted to learn God's word. You see, they longed for God's word. They listened to God's word. They had a great loyalty for God's word, and they want to learn it and apply it. You see, Nehemiah and Ezra read in the book. Yes, they read distinctively. Yes, and gave the sense, caused them to understand the reading. So the people, yes, had a desire to learn and to understand God's word, but it's not enough just to read the word. Again, 2 Timothy 2:15, we need to repeat that verse. "Study to show thyself," what? "Approved unto God, a workman." What does that mean? Doesn't mean lazy and slothful, does it? No, "a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We know that we're under the law of Christ. We're studying the Old Testament this morning, but we're not under the law of Moses. We're under the law of Christ. We need to know the difference. 2 Peter 1:10-12, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth." These things are the Christian graces, back in verses 5 through 7. Let's be sure that we're adding those Christian graces to our faith. Now, let's ask ourselves this question. What do we know about Jesus and his word? Yes, we need to know, of course, about Jesus, how he's the only begotten Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, caused by the Holy Spirit to conceive, and that he was resurrected from the grave after being crucified on the cruel cross of Calvary for our sins. Of course, we need to know all that. But we also need to know about his teaching and how he lived, and be a true follower of Christ. Look at Matthew 11:28-30. This is the invitation of Jesus himself. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," with sin that is, "and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's certainly light compared to the burden of sins. But did you notice that we are to learn of Christ? Take his yoke upon us. Go to his school. Sit at his feet. And learn his doctrine. And live by it. And teach it to others. Let's defend it as well. But let's go on now, verses 9 through 16. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep. For, notice, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. It touched and pricked their hearts, did it not? Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Verse 13, and on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths, or tents, in the feast of the seventh month, the Feast of Tabernacles, that is. And you can see that in Deuteronomy 16 and Leviticus 23, for example. And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth into the mount, unto the mount, and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. Notice verse 16, so the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. So the people loved God because they kept his commandments. The people had a mind to work, to heed the word of God, and not to be hearers only. Notice Nehemiah 4:6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Doesn't that remind us of James 1:22? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know, they had opposition as they were building the wall, rebuilding it. You can see back in chapter 2, notice verses 19 and 20. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem. And you can see this as you study the book of Nehemiah. They mocked them, took great indignation, chapter 4, verse 1, angry and ridicule. You know, this is what they were seeing. And they had to build with one hand and hold a sword in another in case of attack. You see, they had opposition is the point. But this is how they showed their love for God, by doing his will and getting the job done. Well, what about us today? You remember what Jesus said in John 14:15? If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, what if we're not keeping the commandments of Christ? We're going about our lives seeking our own will and not God's will. We shouldn't say that we love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Well, if we're singing that hymn and we don't really love Jesus, that's not right. We need to understand, to love Jesus, we've got to keep his commandments. That's the bottom line. And how many religious folks believe that they are saved, but they're outside the church of Christ, the church you read about in the Bible, the kingdom of God, the body of Christ. It's a spiritual body, but it's the body of Christ nonetheless, and he is the head of the body is emphasized. You see, in Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." And how many religious folks are failing to do the will of God, but thinking they're all right when they're not? We better know by the scriptures. We better be seekers of truth, having the desire to do the will of God. And if we're finding out that we've been taught improperly, let it go. Give it up. Hold on to the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Romans 2:13. You know, sad to say, the Word of God does not receive the same respect as it once had here years ago as I grew up in Tennessee, in the South, of course, the Bible Belt. And you can remember, of course, Bible readings when we were in elementary school. Of course, prayer was in school years ago. Things like this have long since gone. Well, what about us today? Are we carried away with the trend of getting away from the truth, getting away from God? And in our society, you see how degraded it's become. Don't need to go through all that, do I? So the point is it not time for a revival in the cities where we live, in the congregations where we're worshiping? If we're in the true church, we need to remain faithful no matter how many have left. So as Christians, let's ask ourselves, do we long, listen, have loyalty, and want to learn God's Word? And do we show our love for God by submitting to His will? Are we obeying the Great Commission to go forth? Notice Mark 16:15-16. As he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." That's what God said in the flesh, our Lord and Savior. Have we obeyed the gospel? We stand ready to assist you. Join in with us this morning, and we'll be able to study together further and show from the scriptures what we need to do to hear the truth, believe that Jesus is the Christ, repent of our sins, making a change of wills, and do the will of God. Confess Christ before others, saying, "I believe Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God." Having made the good confession, now one is ready to be immersed, baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins as we contact the precious blood of Christ and we come up out of the water to walk in newness of life, and the Lord adds us to His body, the true church, where we need to remain faithful even unto death. We have the victory, and we thank you so much for listening today.